you thought getting food delivered was a good idea.
I got a burger and chips delivered to my house tonight.
You thought you were getting what you paid for.
The paper bag was like a little bit ajar.
You thought wrong.
I think he snuck a chip.
Last week, Collective Noun discovered delivery drivers are sneaking some of your food before it reaches you.
I took toppings off people's pizzas.
It's done all the time.
Barry, you've never had some of someone's drink, have you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Barry!
Barry!
This news spread quickly.
Reports have spanned the globe, appearing on news.com.au, the Daily Mail, and the UK Sun.
And even appeared on the pinnacle of news programming, Today Extra.
Food delivery drivers have admitted that they sneak bits of your order before giving it to you.
Tonight, Zach and Dom try to catch a delivery driver red-handed. Will they sneak a chip? This is Collective Noun's Takeout Stakeout.
Welcome to the show tonight. A very special edition of Collective Noun, Zach. We are not in the studio right now. We are coming to you from a secret location, a secret warehouse at the moment.
We are in the warehouse. I'm standing right next to our van that's going to take us to our stakeout this evening. Of course, later in the show, we are going to try to catch a delivery driver stealing chips from us red-handed.
Now, over the next 2 hours, we might be uncovering the scandal of the century with some concrete proof, Zach. So, look, stay tuned, because who knows how this is going to go.
We are using wires at the moment.
We are,
We're
yes.
wired up, like undercover cops. We are wearing a wire. We've already had problems with Dom not turning his on.
Well, yes.
Not a problem the FBI often run into.
30 seconds before we did go on. Our producer Michael did say, I can't hear you, Dom. What's the problem? There's a bit of panic. Turns out I hadn't pressed the on button. That's okay.
I think we figured that out, though. We're about to get in the van. We're about to travel out to the cafe to put our order in.
So, look, let's go to a song. Stay with us. On the other side of this, we will be hitting the road in our van.
Collective Nouns, Takeout, Stakeout.
You just got in the stakeout van. Yeah. This is your first time in the van, Dom. How are you feeling?
I'll say this. This is the quintessential stakeout van as you start the engine here. For those wondering, Zach is driving. I'm in the passenger seat.
Seatbelts on.
Okay, well, someone's tuned the radio in the van to the opposing station. I don't know who that was.
There'll be no Triple M in this van this evening.
No, there will not be. Triple M really is the van radio station, though, isn't it?
I'm sure most vans come with it preset. And all utes come with it non-negotiable. There's no other options.
You can't change it from Triple M.
Can you look out that window there, Dom? I'm going to need you to, as we start moving forward, I'm going to need you, there's a car here I'm just a bit worried about hitting. Can
I
you
think
make
you're
sure that we
fine.
Don't hit it?
You're
you
be
need
fine.
To be the guy at the airport that calls in the big jumbo jet.
Well, this is quite important because we're not entirely sure the station knows we've borrowed this van.
Producer Michael says he did run it by someone.
Yes.
But we're not confident. We haven't seen those emails.
All right, we are just heading onto the road now. We are exiting the warehouse, Zach, and we are live now on the roads.
Before I got into the car, Dom, I did notice we were already getting some feedback on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Daniel asked if we had packed a crate of strawberry milk for you for stakeout supplies.
Actually, I had my energy drink this morning, Zach, which is full of cream milk.
Where you add cream to full cream milk to make it even more cream.
So Dom's
ready to go.
You get a glass of full cream milk, stir in some cream. It's a delicious
You are
treat.
Aware that we aren't going to be doing any toilet breaks on this trip, aren't you?
Well, actually, when we used to go on family road trips when I was younger, I think I set the record once from a Brisbane to Sydney leg. There were 34 times I told Dad to pull the car over for a toilet trip.
Well, we won't be doing that today.
What if I need to go? What if I'm really desperate?
You are listening to our show from a van that's stakeout of a takeout.
Collective Nouns, Takeout, Stakeout. Trying to catch a delivery driver stealing your chips.
We have got the van. We're on the way to the cafe that we're going to be ordering these chips from. But you've just pulled over briefly on the side of the road because you said that you've got something special planned.
Well, we're in the back of the van now.
Yeah.
And
any stakeout, we need to go undercover a little bit. So what I have for you, Dom, is an outfit for you to go undercover with.
Okay, well, we didn't chat about doing it. Like, I didn't know this was an outfit sort of scenario.
Well, the first thing we have is a newspaper. Now, this is for you to hide behind in a cafe, like they do in the 1950s kind of spy.
Well, I mean, the newspaper's great, don't get me wrong. I wish you'd cut eye holes in it.
Yep.
Because I'm thinking, look at me hold it up now. If I had eye holes like there...
Yes.
That would have been so much better.
I know newspapers are a little bit out of date these days. Do you think, here's my question,
yes,
with modern day spies, do they cut eye holes in iPads at cafes when they're trying to stay undercover?
Well, surely you could just hold the iPad up like you're reading it and have the camera app open.
Open up the newspaper. That's our first step.
All right, okay.
Our second step, and this is from my personal collection.
Is this all this necessary?
We have some sunglasses for you.
Okay, great.
Those are my glasses, so I'm a bit worried that you're going to stretch them.
Oh, okay. Now, did you have to work a joke about me having a big head into the stakeout?
Yes. So you've got your sunglasses that are in a 1950s style. They're wayfaring wayfarers.
All right. So currently, can you tell me, am I looking more undercover?
You're looking more undercover, and I think this is going to top
it off. Oh, Zach, I'm not wearing a fedora.
We have a black fedora.
Oh my God.
Because I want to make it look like that you're one, like you're in a speakeasy kind of era.
All right.
Where you're staking out. So hold up the newspaper. You're wearing a black fedora. You've got black sunglasses on. You're behind a newspaper, and I think you look like a spy.
Do you reckon this looks subtle? You reckon I'll blend in dressed like this?
What's that movie with the Blues Brothers? That's what you look like. It looks like you're in a tribute band.
I'm telling you, if we go into the cafe we're about to go to with me dressed like this, it's not going to help us blend in.
I think the fedora kind of suits you.
Oh, well, that's an insult. Also, I don't know if you got an extra small-sized fedora.
No, I didn't. Regular size.
It feels like a thimble on my head. It's tiny.
Well, we have the costume.
Okay, I'm not wearing this.
We have the costume. We have the van. We're on our way to the cafe. This stakeout is well and truly on its way.
Collective nouns. Takeout, stakeout.
We've just arrived at the cafe that's going to be the centre of this stakeout scheme. We have Katie with us, the manager. Now, Katie, you actually have a personal experience with a delivery driver stealing chips. Tell us about this.
So... I can't name the place, can I?
No, don't. You don't need to name
the
place.
Let's not throw any delivery service brought an unnamed fast food item to my house.
Yeah.
And as my old house has a particularly difficult driveway, it's pretty far. You can't see the house. I walked up because, you know, nice person helping the driver out. And he was just sneaking a last little bite as he hopped out of the car. And I was like, sorry, hello, hi, what are you doing?
So hang on, you saw him take a chip.
Little last sneaky bite as he did the bag up and hopped out.
Wow.
Little sneaky bite.
And when you had a look at the chip package, do you reckon...
Oh, no, it was so bad. Like, it was, like, half full, maybe.
Half full.
Like, he really went in. There was no, like, I'll take a couple. Like, he was hungry.
So, Katie, give me a ballpark. How many chips do you reckon in that experience were stolen?
Like, at least 20. Like, it was
20?
A big... Like, that's half a... It was a large. Like, I was I was real hungover.
Yeah.
Like, I needed that KFC, and he really cheaped me out.
20 chips!
It was a lot.
With our stakeout today, we are ordering some chips from your cafe. We're going to count the chips before they go out, count them in our van at the other end. Do you think we're going to catch someone stealing chips?
I mean, like, now that we're doing it, I kind of hope so.
Yes, so do I, because it's a lot of effort for nothing. But that's what the FBI does sometimes.
Yeah. You have to
have a lot of different schemes going at once to catch your people. But let's go inside, Dom, into the kitchen.
Well, we should actually ask Katie before we get into that. How do you normally stop from drivers stealing the food?
We probably put like 10 staples a bag. Like there's like two on the side, and then like a long and tough.
The way this has affected cafes, local cafes across the country, they have to invest all their slim margins into buying.
We are keeping
staples.
The stapler business going at the moment.
That's Officeworks is making a killing here. Maybe the delivery drivers and Officeworks are in it together. I don't know. This could go further than we thought.
All right, well, Katie, are you happy on this occasion to leave the bag unstapled to tempt the driver?
I was thinking even if they let us, just give them the box and forget about the bag and just be like, we ran out of bags.
Oh, yeah, we'll see how far we can push it.
Let it
really tempt them into it.
Get the smell going.
All right, well, look, let's go to another song. On the other side of this, Katie, we'll go inside and we'll get ready to start looking at these chips.
Collective nouns. Takeout, stakeout.
This is Collective Nouns Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson's just discovered that delivery drivers are sneaking food.
Well, the cat's out of the bag, and I'll tell you what, I am mad. I'm absolutely seething over this.
Also, Harry Styles was asked how many chips he'd steal if he was a delivery driver.
I don't know, maybe like at least 30. 30, yeah, maybe upwards.
And Donald Trump can't believe that delivery drivers have been eating his chips.
Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them. Hey, we caught them. Oh, it's so much fun. We're like the great sleuth.
Collective Nouns. Takeout, stakeout.
We're in the middle of our takeout, stakeout. Our undercover sting, Zach, to catch a delivery driver sneaking our chips.
And yeah, we did take a brief detour.
Yeah.
We're at the cafe planning the stakeout, and I have noticed that they sell plants.
Now look, those who've listened to the show before would know Zach is a little bit obsessed with indoor plants and with gardening in general.
They have these succulents that are colours I've never seen before.
I understand that, Zach, but we need to chat about this.
I've just bought one.
I know you've gone into the cafe and bought yourself an indoor plant.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to take this on our stakeout now. So I am giving us a responsibility. In the back of the van, we are going to need to have a succulent shelf now.
But, Zach, it's really important that we point out the fact that on secret missions, the number one rule is stay focused on the task.
Yeah. It's not. The number one rule is to blend in.
Okay.
And I think what a person would do in this situation is buy a plant.
No, it is not what they do. This is what you're saying.
When the delivery driver comes to our van to drop off the chips, and they think, this looks a bit weird, why am I dropping it off to a van? And they go, oh, no, they've got a plant.
They'll say
nothing weird here.
Zach.
They look fine.
If ASIO is listening to this, and at some stage in the future you apply to be a secret agent with ASIO, they're going to think, we can't send him on any missions. Because the enemy will know. Just put some good indoor plants near him. Yeah.
Look, can we upload this to our Instagram? It's a great succulent. I've never seen a red and green one like this before. So let's upload that and let people decide.
I really
should Zach have taken a detour?
I really thought it was going to take more to get you to lose focus on the mission.
No, all it takes is cheap plants and I'm on board.
Okay. Well, I'm still over here running the thing. We are currently waiting on the chips. Here's how it's going to play out, Zach. We're getting the kitchen to prepare a serving of chips. We're going to count how many chips is in that serving. We're going to go about 10 minutes down the road, order it on a delivery app, and then count it at the other end and see how many reach us. I'll stay across all of that while you enjoy the indoor plants. How does that sound?
Well, that's a deal I can sign up to.
Collective Nouns. Takeout, stakeout. Trying to catch a delivery driver stealing your chips.
We have hit the mission stage of this evening.
We are with Katie, the manager of the cafe we're currently in.
Yep.
We have ordered a serve of chips. We're going to count them out.
Mm.
We're going to drive 10 minutes away.
Yep.
Order those very same chips on Uber Eats.
Yep.
See if the same amount arrive.
Now, we're already in a little bit of a dilemma on this because the chips came out and instantly Zach ate one.
They're delicious.
I understand that. I suppose it's a good sign for this mission because if you can't resist, the driver
probably can't. We can't waste any time here, Dom. We've got to start counting these out.
Let's start counting,
Because every minute we waste, they're getting colder
and
less appealing to the delivery driver. We want it to be really tempting. It has just started raining, which is going to be in our favour because hot chips go down extra good on a gloomy day.
All right, well, you've got the gloves there, Zach, to start counting them out. I've got a clicker. We've got one, two.
Three. Can I rely on you to keep count, Dom? You've got a clicker there that you see at a nightclub or at a cricket event. What are we up to?
12.
13. 14. These are really thick chips. It's not going to need that many to fill up this box. I'm thinking between 20 and 30. What do you think?
Yeah. That sounds about right. Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm really focusing on my counting.
How many are we up to?
We're at 21.
Okay. 22, 23, 24. Yeah, 30 will be bang on, I reckon.
These look incredible.
Tell me what I need to do here.
Two more.
Let's go. One.
All right, that's 30 chips in there now.
30 chips. That's sealed. Signed, delivered.
And I'm telling you, those are glistening, those chips in the light here.
The next time we see these chips, it's going to be delivered to the back of our van.
Beautiful. All right, well, Zach, let's get in the van again now. On the other side of this, the mission gets underway.
Collective Nouns, takeout, stakeout. You thought getting food delivered was a good idea.
I got a burger and chips delivered to my house tonight.
You thought you were getting what you paid for.
The paper bag was like a little bit ajar.
You thought wrong.
I think
he snuck a chip.
Last week, Collective Noun discovered delivery drivers are sneaking some of your food before it reaches you.
I took toppings off people's pizzas.
It's done all the time.
Barry, you've never had some of someone's drink, have you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Barry!
No!
Barry!
This news spread quickly.
Reports have spanned the globe, appearing on news.com.au, The Daily Mail, and the UK Sun.
And even appeared on the pinnacle of news programming, Today Extra.
Food delivery drivers have admitted that they sneak bits of your order before giving it to you.
Tonight, Zach and Dom try to catch a delivery driver red-handed. Will they sneak a chip? This is Collective Noun's Takeout Stakeout.
Well, the Takeout Stakeout is well and truly underway. Let me catch you up on what's happened so far. Zach, we've been to the cafe, we've counted out a number of chips. There are 30 chips in a box, and we are now driving about 10 minutes away in our Stakeout van to order that very same box of chips and count them at the other end.
Tensions are a little bit high at the moment, Dom. It has just started raining.
Yes.
All our plans were done on a dry run. We didn't expect there to be water on the course.
No, we didn't. I'm a little bit concerned about your steering of the van, if I'm completely honest. There's been a few hairy moments.
No, we've been totally fine. It doesn't handle the pothouse totally as well as my tiny Mazda 2 does, but we are getting used to it.
My point is, Zach, is if the radio show doesn't work out in future years, I'm not sure if you've got a future for you in van driving.
We're coming up to an intersection. Where are we going?
We're
here,
going
Dom?
Straight through here, Zach. Okay. Straight through at the lights.
You are a bit upset at me, Dom. You're criticising my driving, and I think it's because I stopped to buy a plant
at the cafe. Yes.
And it's now sitting between us in a cup holder.
Well, the whole point of tonight's mission, Zach, was that we would catch out a delivery driver in the act of stealing food. There was never, when we did the show plan, when we did the rundown, when we planned out the entire scheme of the evening, we never stopped to think, we'll buy an indoor plant.
Well, I have two great thoughts about it.
Yeah.
My first one is, we're going to be in this van all night. Yes. You want to make it feel like home. An indoor plant's a great idea. The second thing I've realised is a succulent fits into the cup holder of a van very well. We should make, instead of indoor plants, in-car plants.
Okay, Zach, I don't mind the idea, and maybe that can be your million-dollar idea next week.
We can work on that.
But I have to stop you right now and say that I think you're losing focus.
Yeah, that's true.
The number one thing on any secret
mission...
We've
got a roundabout up here.
Yeah, straight through.
Let's try to go straight through. Yeah. Let's sort this out. Let's get to the drop point.
Let's do that. Now, stay with us. In the next 10 minutes, Zach, we are going to be arriving at our location and placing this order. The takeout, stakeout goes to another level after this.
Collective Nouns. Takeout, Stakeout. Trying to catch a delivery driver stealing your chips.
We are in our van on our way to our drop point, Dom.
Yes, yeah.
Have you ever had any van experiences before? This is my first time driving one.
Yes, yeah. We
had a van growing up, but I don't think you had any van experiences, have you?
I've had one encounter with a van in my life, just the one. And that was, I don't know if your school did this, but when I was in primary school, we did an excursion to Australia Post. Did you do that?
No.
You didn't do
that? No, 100% you didn't do an excursion. The teacher needed to post some stuff. and was like, all right, I'm taking the kids.
Well, no, we got the full back room tour.
they're completing their eBay purchases for the year. You guys are out the front looking at different stamps.
Well, the funny thing was, it was a weird excursion because they got us to... and you're just going, keep going straight here for a bit. But they got us to... they got us to help them sort the mail in the back room.
This is just child labour.
But then also at one stage, they showed us a room of mail that had never reached its target, like undelivered mail, and told us we could take some if we wanted.
No, shut up.
This is in the 90s, I've got to clarify.
You got to take home some unclaimed mail.
Some unclaimed mail. We all got to take one piece. Here? Straight through at the lights. Yeah. So we all got to take home one
what
piece
did you
of mail
get?
Each. I think it was like a bill, so it was a bit dull. But
so you actually had to pay someone's rent. Didn't work out so well for you.
But the point is, while we were on this Australia Post excursion, Zach, at the outlet, we actually ended up getting, like, offered the opportunity to have a go in the Australia Post van, right? So this is the, you know, the van.
The big red van.
The one they deliver your online orders in, basically. Anyway, so I volunteered, I put my hand up and said, I'd love to have a go in the van. So I got in the van, and somehow, and I'm still not entirely sure how to this day, I got locked in the van.
What?
So they put me in, and the driver was like, have a look around, tell the kids how it is. And then they're like, all right, I'll get you out now, Dom. I went to get out, and the van was locked.
And so what, you're in the van banging on the window?
Yeah, and they couldn't get me out.
Don't deliver me.
That's it. And so I was stuck in the van for a good 45 minutes in the end. They had to get someone with a special lock to come and get me out. You're going right here at the roundabout.
Lucky, because that's my only option.
Yep.
You're letting your navigation down a little bit telling this story.
Well, and anyway, there was a stage there where through the window, the Australia Post driver who normally runs the van did say to me, we might have to leave you in here overnight.
What? Oh, he was taking the piss, surely.
I assume he was. But at the, when you're a primary school kid, you don't know that.
Yeah.
So I, young left here as well. So I genuinely believed there for a while that I was going to be stuck for the night inside this
hang on.
Australia Post
we
van.
Have just reached a no-through road. Is this our drop point?
This is going to be
the
drop
end of
point.
The dead end here?
Yes, that's where we're at now.
Okay, well, let's find a park.
Collective Nouns. Take out, stake out.
This is where the action really begins. We have just arrived in our van at the location, and we've placed the order for the chips.
We don't want any drivers
no.
to get suspicious of the area we're in, so we can't say where we are, or else if they hear that on the airwaves,
yeah.
they're going to know, oh, I can't eat any of that chips that's on it. That delivery. So we're trying to keep everything on the down low.
Mm.
That's why we're in a van. We're moving around. The location's changing. We have locked it down now, though.
Yes.
And the order is in.
Should we maybe throw out some false locations or a bunch of locations just to throw people off the scent?
Yeah. We're in Adelaide at the moment.
I can see the big banana of Coffs Harbour.
Yep. What? Hang on. Is that Cottesloe Beach?
I'm pretty sure
that
it is.
That we parked outside of?
Beautiful. Great. Okay. I think that's done the job. And hang on. We're just at the MCG seeing the people walk out of the finals match
Where
tonight.
Are we, delivery drivers?
You
don't know.
You've got no idea where we are. But what we can say is that we're the notification I've got, Zach, is that the kitchen is currently preparing our food. So the chips that we counted, there are 30 chips in the basket. That is now with the cafe.
If we get chips on the other end, any less than 30,
yep.
we know what has happened.
Now, obviously, anyone who's ordered from a delivery service knows that the first step is that you put the order in. The second step is at some stage afterwards, you get your notification.
Have we got a driver?
We don't have a driver yet. Your second step is you get the driver notification.
Right.
So we'll get that shortly. Is there anything in particular you're hoping for from a driver?
Well, we don't want someone on a scooter, definitely. Because if they're on a scooter, it's going to be very hard for them to eat the chips.
Yeah.
We want someone in the car. We want the chips to be next to them in the passenger seat. We want that That's to be true. Wafting out at them. If it's a scooter,
yeah.
a bike, a motorbike, the whole thing's over.
Can I just say, Zach, my heart is beating really fast.
Is it?
I'm getting very nervous. I feel a bit sick.
Yeah. That could be all the cheese you had on the way over.
Yeah. Well, I've always said cheese is a steakout food.
What's the estimation we're getting here? How long is it going to be?
It says that it will be about 20 minutes, I think.
Okay.
So that's how long we're going to get until the food gets here. I'm thinking what we should do, Zach, is we'll go to another song. On the other side of this, I think we'll have our driver notification.
Collective Nouns, take out, stake out.
We are in a van on the side of the road. I have my black coffee.
Yep.
I have my house plant.
Yes.
All the essentials, all the staples.
Yeah.
To a good stakeout.
Well, I'm still not happy you went and bought a houseplant. That was
well,
so...
isn't it cheering up the location?
I'll be honest.
Clearing the air in this van. And to be honest with you, a celiac who has possibly had gluten in the last 12 hours, it's got its work cut out for it. It's working overtime.
I will say it is warming the space up a bit.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
It does.
Here's where things are currently at, Zach. So we have ordered the chips from the cafe through a delivery service, and we have just been notified that we have a driver who has picked up the chips. So the chips currently are in transit.
They're in transit.
There's a fair chance that there's a delivery driver.
What's our ETA now?
We're getting about 15 minutes. So there's a fair chance there's a delivery driver in Australia right now listening to this with chips next to them.
Tell us about the delivery driver. Who do we have? What's their rating like? What car are they in?
So they're driving a Nissan Micra is our delivery
what
driver.
What colour does it say?
It doesn't give us a colour.
Okay.
It does give us the rego. I won't read that out on there. But interestingly, this driver has a 97% approval rating.
That would indicate to me that either they're not someone who steals chips.
Yep.
Or they haven't been caught yet.
That's it. Or maybe they only get caught 3% of the time.
Yeah.
That's the 3%.
That's true.
That's a fair point. Now, if we catch this driver, like that they have stolen chips, if that's where we end up on this, Do we leave them a bad rating?
I think we leave them a good rating because I feel like that they're sticking it to the man a little bit. If I was a delivery driver, I'd probably sneak a chip and I wouldn't want people to rate me down for that.
Now, there is a fair question that we have to ask. Is it fair on the delivery driver, this unknowing delivery driver, that they're at the center of this sting?
Well, that's what a sting is.
Well, I suppose.
If we let them know about it, it wouldn't be undercover. Yeah. We wouldn't have to be wearing these wires. We wouldn't have to be in the van.
Maybe I'm just too soft for this industry.
Mate, you're going to have to harden up if you're going to cut it.
All right, well, I've got another update. We're down to 12 minutes now on the delivery.
Excellent.
So let's go to another song.
Let's get in the back of the van. I'm sick of being in the driver's seat. I want to spend some time in the back.
Yeah.
I want to spend some time poring over newspapers, hiding behind them, cutting holes in them so I can look out of it.
Well, I did say to you, actually, that one of the keys of any stakeout in all the films I've watched is that the two cops have a DNM. Talk about life and, you know, can we do a DNM, a stakeout DNM?
No.
But why not? I'd love to do one. I've got some great
topics. Look at that. Well, the time's just updated. I don't think we'll have time for a DNM, Dom. I think the chips are on the way.
Collective nouns. Takeout, stakeout. Trying to catch a delivery driver stealing your chips.
We are in the middle of our takeout, stakeout.
I can see it. I can see it coming down, Dom.
We have chips getting delivered to us live from a cafe.
I need your phone. And pass me your phone. Pass me your phone.
I can see Zach. That we have the delivery driver arriving right now with our chips. They're blasting music and it sounds like the competing radio station. I don't think they're listening to our show.
Well, that's great news for one thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
true.
They don't have a heads up of what's going on. It's sad on another factor that obviously they don't want to be entertained by our radio program.
I think they might be there. They've parked at a distance. I'm thinking they might be concerned about a van parked on the side of the road just away from them.
Oh, they would get orders to strange locations,
do you
I
reckon?
Think.
All right, Zach, we'll send you over to pick it up here. Here we go.
Hey.
Any number.
How you doing? Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Bye. I snuck up on the car there, Dom, and I thought as I came up I might have seen him sneak one.
I
can't
that
confirm whether it was. He was looking down. He was either looking at his phone or looking at the chips.
You
I don't know which one it
approach.
Was.
Now, interestingly, Zach, you got to chat to him there. Did he look like the sort of person who just enjoyed a chip? Did he look nourished?
He was happy.
Yep.
He was happy, but I don't know, was it chip happy or not? I can't figure it out. He might have just been having a good time in the car listening to some music. We're going to find out next, I guess, with the chip count.
All right, well, yeah, that's what we got to get on to next. Stick with us after this. The scandal will be uncovered. We get the final answers. Have these chips been tampered with? Are delivery drivers nationwide in on a massive scam? It's Collective Nouns Takeout Stakeout, and we'll have the answers up next.
Collective Nouns Takeout Stakeout.
Zach, this is the moment of truth.
We did visit a cafe. We counted out 30 chips.
Yes.
We left the cafe and ordered those very same 30 chips. We're now in a van 10 minutes away where we have just got those chips delivered.
Mm.
We're about to count them. If there's any less than 30, it means the driver took some on the way here.
It's pretty simple. Now, you might hear that our voices have changed a bit. The acoustics are different. We've moved to the back of the van now.
We're in the back. Oh, jeez. It's heavy.
It's heavy still.
It's heavy. That means that they haven't taken many if they have taken any.
Looking at that now, we saw these.
It looks like there's 30 in there.
I actually think it looks a little emptier than it did initially when we first we first put them in.
Okay, are we going to start the counting?
All right, let's start the counting. Let's get this underway, Zach. You start doing this. We have one chip. Oh, my nerves are so high, Zach. I don't know how this is going to go. We're up to 5 chips now.
I have made a chip counting board where I have drawn out an outline of 30 chips on a piece of cardboard. That is what we're currently doing. We have just hit 10.
Yes.
It's kind of like the police outline in a murder scene. You know how you might see that in a show?
Now, we are currently just about to hit 15 chips, Zach. Do you reckon there's 15 more in that box? I think there might be.
Yeah, we're about halfway.
And it's still looking pretty full, the box. You know what? We might have found a delivery driver who isn't stealing.
Oh, no. Okay, we're down to 10. I don't know if there's 10 left in here.
9, 8, 7.
Oh, are you counting ahead? I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
6.
We are going to go so close
5,
here.
5, 4.
Wait, hang on. Okay, so we're on 27.
Yep, 28.
29. No more chips.
Hang on.
Unless you count this as a chip.
No, we definitely didn't count that
as
a chip.
We didn't count that as a chip.
A chip's been taken.
That means one chip has been taken. What
do
you think?
We can confirm.
Is that true?
No, 100%, because we didn't count the ones that small. So that means a chip's been taken.
We have dropped one suspiciously short from this 30 position. There is no chips. This person hasn't been able to help themselves. They've taken a chip on the delivery.
I think we have proof. This is like at the end of the crime shows when they stumble upon the murder weapon, Zach.
Well, I'm throwing our numbers all out now because I'm eating some.
Stop eating the chips.
I can't resist. And so I can really empathize with the delivery driver. Because if these were next to me, I'd be eating them as well.
Well,
but I think now we've proven once and for all, 29 chips, we ordered 30, they took one for themselves.
This is confirmation of the scandal of the century. In future years, there's going to be an investigation into this. It's going to go to the highest level. Your grandkids are going to ask, do you remember where you were with the great delivery driver scandal that Collective Noun
blew open? Finally, no one can say it doesn't happen. Because people said, maybe people were lying on the radio.
Yep.
People who called up. Even though we've got so many first-hand accounts.
That's it.
Now we experience one for ourselves where one in 30 chips is eaten.
How are you feeling, Zach?
I'm feeling actually really good because, to be honest with you, 29 chips, 30 chips, not a huge difference.
You're really digging into them.
I can still get to have 29 chips.
I don't know. I imagine all TV stations currently cutting out of their broadcast to cover this story as it breaks. What do we do with this? I don't know. We'll have to compose ourselves. We'll come back in a few minutes and we'll figure out what all of this means.
Collective Nouns. Takeout, stakeout. Trying to catch a delivery driver stealing your chips.
We have just conclusively proven that delivery drivers do sneak a chip. Well, when they delivered chips to you, we went to a cafe, we counted out 30 chips. We got those 30 chips delivered to us 10 minutes away. We counted 29 on arrival, Dom. That is conclusive proof that chips do get snuck.
We are at the end of our takeout, stakeout that's been going on all night. Now, there is already...
No, Zach,
we need to address this. 10 minutes in to us making this groundbreaking discovery, there are already conspiracy theories popping up. We are getting messages of people being like, what about that small chip that you didn't count at the end? Was that a chip? Did
that count? I'm holding it in my hands. There is no way in the world
that
this is classified as a chip. We have 29 chips and the crumbs in the bag. What I'm holding is a crumb, not a chip.
Well, it's
we ordered 30 chips. We didn't order 29 chips and crumbs.
Well, I remember, see, it was us who counted these chips out. Look at what you're holding in your hand. Would
it
we
looks like a fingernail. Yeah. It's a fingernail-sized shaving off a chip. There is no way that counts as a chip.
So you don't think we would have counted that as a chip?
No.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm wholeheartedly with you.
I know that this is going to go down forever. In 40 years' time, people are going to be questioning, did it actually happen? Did man actually walk on the moon?
Yep.
Did someone actually steal a chip on the 6th of September, 2018?
Well, I have a working theory, Zach, which as we wrap up the show, I'd just like to pitch this at you. I think our driver looked in the box. I think he saw that fingernail of a chip. Yes. And I think he thought, I can get away with sneaking a full chip. People will think that that was one. I reckon he's seen that as his cover and he's decided to go for it. And we have caught him out in the act.
Well, I know there'll always be people. There'll be deniers. There'll be chip sneak deniers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be on that side of history.
No.
I want to be on the dominant side that says, no, we have conclusive proof. We have videos.
Yes.
We have audio evidence. Mm. And people will look at the videos and say, oh, look how the sun looks in this picture. Look how the flags are flapping in the so-called wind.
Mm.
There's no wind in vans, people will say. But you know what, Tom? I believe it actually happened.
Look, I'm on the fence. Did we actually land on the moon? Who knows? Is the Earth actually flat? Maybe. But when it comes to the chip scandal, the takeout stakeout of 2018, we can say with conclusive proof, a delivery driver ate one of our chips.
And I think this was a night well spent. Let's enjoy the 29 chips.
All right, if you want to catch the full takeout, stakeout back, you can search for Collective Nouns on iTunes and get tonight's podcast there. Zach, we've got to get this van back to... I don't know where you got it from yet. I still don't know what we've got to do with this. We've got to get the van back. We've got to deal with the ramifications of all of this, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.